Martha Hutzel here, the director with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Martha, it is always good to talk to you. I can't wait for the day when I can actually see you again.
Oh, the same here, Ted. I love these phone calls and these radio interviews, but I really miss being in your studio on Town Talk because it just feels so much better to be in person.
Oh, it does. To have you all here is just a great thing, but not yet. And
no.
These are dangerous times again. The numbers that we see every day from the Rappahannock Area Health District have gotten frightening, and unfortunately, the library's had to make some changes again.
We have. We are in close contact with the Rappahannock Area Health District, and we've sat in on some webinars and listened to the information, and the positivity rate for the virus was up over 19% in recent days. I know it's gone down a little bit recently, but that is just too high for our staff and our customers to be safe. So, sadly, we have had to go back to curbside pickup only and with online and telephone reference available, and that is very temporary. We hope it to be not more than a month, but it will go into effect on Tuesday, January 19th.
Well, and it's just we've seen schools have to make changes. We all have. It is very scary, and you're having to think about your staff. You're having to think about the public, and there's besides everything being airborne, you're passing around books and things like that. It's understandable.
Absolutely. We don't want to be in this situation. We want the schools to reopen. We certainly want the county facilities to reopen, and we want the libraries to be able to stay open, but we are just not able to maintain a 100% safe environment with positivity rates as high as 18 or 19% for the virus. We do quarantine all the materials that are returned to us. We had hundreds of thousands come back over the summer. Now we're down to a normal return level, and we can deal with them. But we do quarantine those materials that are touched by other households. We set them aside for 4 days before we check them in. The staff are wearing gloves and masks, but we have an obligation to protect our community, to protect our customers, and to protect the library staff. And we have huge buildings in some of our jurisdictions, like Spotsylvania and Fredericksburg and Stafford. And it's very hard to maintain a level of safety and cleanliness in those buildings at all times.
Yeah.
So we know that the library is a valuable resource in the community, and we are just going to continue with curbside pickup. Any item you put on hold will land at whatever branch you wish to pick it up at, and we do have a courier still that will run from branch to branch all day, every day, and we will continue to fill those holds and bring them out and safely put them with non-contact delivery into the trunk of your car or the back seat so you can still get your reading material and your viewing material.
And phone service is continuing.
Absolutely. You can call us on the phone at any location. You can request reference services via phone, or you can request reference services via our website, librarypoint.org. We will continue to answer your questions, assist customers in any way that we possibly can. We are here to serve the community. The community right now needs to be kept safe. So please call us. Please put books on hold. Please visit our website at librarypoint.org and put in your requests for materials and place your questions. We're happy to help.
Well, and Martha, one of the great things is that you have the whole curbside service. I mean, you really have perfected that. Unfortunately, but you have, and so that's still available, and you still can use the library. We just can't go in the buildings.
Absolutely. It will still be available every day, 6 days a week. It won't be available every hour of the day like we have had it for 8 hours a day, but we will have it available many hours a day. Those hours are being flushed out at the moment, but curbside pickup has proven to be just a godsend. I've used it many times myself at my local branch, which is the Fredericksburg branch, and it is just absolutely wonderful. It has kept me sane through this crazy pandemic that we were experiencing and then winter weather on top of that. So curbside pickup, we didn't invent the wheel. Most libraries across the country are doing it. But we will probably continue to have curbside pickup indefinitely, probably as a permanent service, I would think, because people love it so much.
Yep. Go ahead.
I was just going to say our book drop will be open 24/7, so you can always return materials into our book drops. Every branch has an outside book drop or an outside slot on the outside of the building. You can return materials to that, and we'll take care of them for you. But we want to keep everyone safe. We don't want anyone to get sick. We have had some staff and in the community at our branches, test positive like most of the community has, and we just want to make sure everyone stays safe and healthy.
Well, the one thing between what you've been able to do with curbside and just what you've been able to do, just the online services that have always been there, I have commented to a number of people about just through the pandemic. Central Rappahannock Regional Library has just been, you've been one of the hardest working groups of people in this area. You have done what you can with how things have to be limited right now.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that compliment, Ted. We have phenomenal staff who are highly skilled and highly trained. We have hundreds of thousands of e-resources, whether that's an e-audiobook that you want to download to, whatever device you have. That could be a computer, desktop computer, a phone, a tablet, an iPad. We have many, many e-books which you can read on those same devices. We have very, very deep and rich databases, that whether that's business or nature or science or something you need for a class you're taking. All of that is always available on our website 24/7. We've never, ever shut down our website. In addition, we are replacing the Wi-Fi routers at all of our localities, buildings, and that is actually 72 Wi-Fi routers system-wide in our four jurisdictions, which will boost the power of the Wi-Fi. Currently, you can use it anywhere in the building and in the parking lot, but it's going to boost the distance of it in the parking lot and surrounding the building, and that's on 24/7. We never shut our Wi-Fi off. We never have, even before COVID.
Wow, that is another great service. No, in the days when you all were able to come in monthly and we talked about things, we would routinely spend much of programs talking about just things offered online. So in a lot of ways, you were really ready for this, as ready as any of us can be, and you have been very well situated for this. So again, like you say, hopefully it's just a month or so that everything has to be shut down, but the numbers will dictate that.
Absolutely, and we're really just closing the buildings to keep people safe. The Wi-Fi will always be available. Curbside pickup will always be available, and everything that's on our website 24/7 is always available. Since we closed the buildings, since the pandemic hit, I should say, in mid-March, because we did open the buildings for the past 3 months, we have issued over 4,600 library cards, probably closer to 5,000. The last time I looked at the number, it was 4,600, almost 4,700. And you can apply for those online. You don't have to come into a building. We will mail you the barcode. And when the pandemic is better and the virus positivity rates go down, we'll mail those cards out to you when we can get back into the buildings. So you can always have access to the library by applying for a library card. And we'll email you the barcode. You don't have to have the physical card. That allows you to get on our website, use all the databases, place materials on hold, pick them up for curbside, and use our streaming video and download an ebook or an audiobook. Mm-hmm. All of those are available with your library barcode.
LibraryPoint.org will get you into all of that and all kinds of great resources with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Martha Hutzel, the library director, here for a little bit as we talk about things. Let's talk about some really fun things in the time we've got left here, Martha. This is the time of year. I love the adult reading program. It has stretched me. And I've got a travel mug and a coffee cup out of this for the last couple of years. It is a great thing, Adult Reading Challenge, and it is still going on.
Absolutely, the Adult Winter Reading Challenge. We started several years ago. It gets bigger every year, and I think this year will be the biggest one yet because people are just home and they want to read a good book in front of the fire or just cozy up on their couch with a great book. We've got over 1,000 people registered already. You can get a great, beautiful mug. You can log 5 books in your Adult Winter Reading Challenge and participate in activities to earn badges. You can sort of challenge yourself, see how many books you can read. I know last year I read and listened to 55 books. I'm very, very happy about that. And I was saying a lot, of course. It's even easier to log books and challenge yourself this year because we have a new software that we're using called Beanstack, and it has a tracker app. This is all available on our webpage under right on the homepage, and it says Adult Winter Reading Challenge. And I'm telling you, I want the mug myself this year.
Yeah.
I usually participate, but I don't take the mug because I want to save those for our customers. But it's so cool this year. I won't reveal it, but it's going to be a neat-looking mug with quotes on it, literary quotes on
Ooh,
it.
I like
so
it.
So everybody's going to want it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to want it. So we want to continuously challenge people to read and to, you know, put books on hold and check them out from the library. As part of lifelong learning.
It's five books. That's a challenge to me. That's why I like adult reading, the adult reading challenge, because it is a challenge. I'm a reader, but I'm a sporadic reader, and every winter it gets me involved.
Absolutely. There's nothing better to me than picking up a good book during particularly this pandemic time and just taking yourself to a whole new world or a whole new dimension or a whole new group of people so that you can just put your troubles aside for a little while and learn something. I love historical fiction, and every time I read it, I learn something really interesting. But yeah, all you need to do is log five books to get your mug.
LibraryPoint.org, and you can sign up for the adult reading challenge. A couple other things. In recent weeks, Idea Space we have talked about that. You and I have talked about that for the last couple of years. It is a reality.
It is a reality. Finally, we had a ribbon cutting all set for April, and we had to cancel it because of the pandemic. It is at 1616 Princess Anne Street and is a standalone library space. It does not have any books in it. You can't return any books there. It's a maker space for people who are interested in those kinds of things. We were taking appointments. We got booked up through January 19th, but now that we've had to go back to curbside pickup only, we won't allow appointments for the next month. But it has been very popular. It's open three evenings a week and one Saturday and on every Saturday afternoon. But right now, of course, it isn't available. But it will be full of 3D printing and other equipment, which you can reserve. You can learn how to use once we reopen and have Library Express back. We do have some 3D printing course videos that we've created. And they're on our website. If you just go to our website and look at 3D printing courses, we've created those ourselves. Some of the tech guys who work at Idea Space did. And it shows you how to use all of this equipment. And so you can learn a little bit more by watching these videos while we're closed. And then you could come in and use them in person. In the future, customers will be able to check out some of the equipment. We'll have a wide variety of things in there. We do have that beautiful soundproof recording studio. It's mm-hmm. called a vocal booth, and it is for audio or video. There's a green screen in there. People can use it for free, and that will be available once we can reopen again. So it's really cool. We did have a ribbon cutting on December 17th. City Manager Tim Baruti came. It was very small, socially distanced, of course. Everyone wore masks, and the chamber was there to support us. So it's a neat space. It's right down by the Hardee's on Princess Anne Street.
And I think, Martha, the whole thing with Idea Space, because it's had to open in these times, we haven't even seen what it's going to be like. When everything opens up again to where we can do things, I mean, this is just going to be a terrific, terrific place that we just really haven't seen its potential yet.
Absolutely, we haven't seen the potential yet. We're looking to partner with James Monroe High School, which is just around the corner, looking to partner with Germanna Community College and UMW for interns and internships and volunteers. We can do so many cool things there. It's unbelievable. We took a building that needed a lot of TLC on the inside and the outside and rehabbed it, really, with grants that we received from several different supporters of ours, including the Fredericksburg Economic Development Authority. And we made it this cool, hip, brightly colored, fun space to be in with a lot of really cool equipment. And we really can't wait to reopen permanently, get this virus behind us, and have people in there. And I think that once a lot of makers are aware that it's there, they will be in there. Like I said, we had appointments booked every day for the hours that we were open through the 19th of January, and we've just had to say we've got to go back to curbside pickup only, and
yep.
And we'll honor those appointments through Saturday, but we just can't be open right now.
So I've not seen Pepper lately. Bring me up to date on how Pepper is doing through the pandemic.
Pepper is doing great. Pepper lives at Idea Space. The funny thing is that you can't put a mask on Pepper because Pepper doesn't have any ears.
Oh, wow.
And Pepper recognizes faces, and that's how Pepper responds. Pepper is a humanoid robot who joined Curl in 2019 to continue the library's initiatives making technology accessible and fun. And it's manufactured by SoftBank Robotics, and it's the world's first social humanoid robot that's able to recognize faces and basic human emotions. The problem is that Pepper has a hard time recognizing faces when we're all wearing masks.
Oh, you're right.
Pepper looks at us skeptically when we speak to Pepper because Pepper doesn't recognize the whole face. Large part of it's covered up.
Yeah.
So Pepper has been optimized for human interaction and is able to engage with people through conversation, and it's touchscreen. It has an iPad on the front of it. But we did bring Pepper out for the ribbon cutting, so Pepper was part of that activity. And Pepper will be there for people to come in and interact with him or her. And we're thrilled to have Pepper. It was also, again, paid for through grants and donations that we received, as was almost all of the equipment that we have there. So we're thrilled to have Pepper and to bring Pepper out into the community whenever it's, again, safe. We had planned to bring Pepper to schools and have schools come and visit Pepper. And as soon as we got that ball rolling, then the pandemic hit.
Martha Hutzel here with the director of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, librarypoint.org. Before we get out of here, Martha, I know a couple things on the youth services side really excite you that are still available and going on.
Absolutely. We know that kids are doing virtual school right now, kids and teens. We have something called tutor.com, which is live online tutoring. It is available 7 days a week from 2 p.m. until 9 p.m. No appointment necessary. It's right on our website. It has everything for kindergarten through 12th grade learners. And it also has an adult component that can help you with career changes. If you're a lifelong learner, you have tutors for career coaching and an anonymous online classroom. So there's some really super cool stuff at tutor.com. We purchased that specifically because of the pandemic. We have many, many business and investing, history and biographies, health and medicine, law and government, science and technology, and careers available in our online resources that are on our website. They're just listed there, multiple databases. And one last thing I'll say before we get off of here, Pause for Reading has been a phenomenal program at our library branches for, 15 years or so. They are specially trained therapy dogs, and kids can practice their reading remotely now because we've put them virtual. So it used to be children came in and read to the dogs, and now the dogs are on the screen, and children can read to them to practice their reading with Pause for Reading virtual. We've put all of our programs that we possibly could virtual and on our website. So we hope you'll visit our website and check some of those out.
Librarypoint.org. It is a great website. Facebook page has great stuff. Again, all branches are closed on Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and then the temporary return to curbside only begins on Tuesday, and we talked about that. It's just the way things are. So many things that we've had to just sort of pause a lot of things right now because the numbers are kind of scary. But again, it's a pause, and when you can, the buildings will reopen.
Absolutely. I know the vaccines are rolling out. I believe phase 1B starts in the Rappahannock area on Monday or Tuesday. And we hope that everybody will get that vaccine and that we can all be safe and that we can get back to some semblance of normal and we can welcome people back into our beautiful building.
Martha, my friend, you have done a great job. Thank you, all of you at the library. And there's still so many things available. Just this one component has to change. But stay safe, all of you. And again, thanks for what you're all doing.
Thank you very much, Ted. Everybody stay safe, be careful, and get your books on pickup at curbside.
And sign up for adult winter reading.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Take care.